of course, in just a moment. Ken Marsh has returned to us. He's chair of the Metropolitan Police Federation. Ken, a very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Could you just tell me, in your words, what happened last night? We've heard from eyewitnesses, we've heard from other people what they say happened. If I could just hear it from the police's point of view.
The police, we were called in large numbers to a large disorder that was taking place, and from that it escalated into a major incident for us.
Many people are saying you were outnumbered. Is that true?
Quite clearly at the beginning of it we were, but we were able to get a large amount of officers there quite quickly and deal with the situation.
Again, some eyewitnesses that we spoke to seem to think that the police were in some respect provoking the situation.
No, I'm sorry, I don't get along with that at all. The police don't ever go to a situation to provoke it. We were called because there was major disorder taking place. My colleagues who attended acted so bravely to deal with it so quickly, and some of them sustained injuries in doing so.
And how many arrests were there?
I don't have that figure at the moment. That's an operational figure. I don't have the correct number for that, sorry.
But there were arrests made and the streets were cleared?
Absolutely, there were arrests made and the streets were made safe by the police, yes.
And does it frustrate you when you hear people suggesting that the police were less than helpful in a situation like that?
You're always going to get antagonists who will obviously make those allegations about the police because they don't want us attending and dealing with the situation that's put in front of us. But the police don't ever turn up somewhere to provoke people. We turn up to maintain order, as we did quite quickly.
And are policing levels safe in London?
At the moment, they're safe in London, but I can't answer for that with what you're well aware of is imminent to happen to the police. You know, we've had numbers of 8,000 to 9,000 reduction, then they quite clearly would not be safe, no.
But last night was not a result of there not being enough officers at in the first place, because it did escalate quickly.
That's right. It had nothing to do with the fact that we didn't have enough officers. When an incident happens as quickly as that, we obviously have to, you know, get our officers together and get to the situation. It wasn't because we haven't got enough officers last night.
And the officers that were injured, how seriously were they injured?
No one is too serious. Every injury, I believe, is serious because I don't want my officers being injured. But no one is too injured that they can't get back to work as soon as possible.
And finally, if we saw something like this happen again soon, the police would be able to handle it, would they?
Absolutely. As we are at the moment, with the current levels that we are, we can deal with anything that's put in front of us on the streets of London.
Good. Ken Marsh, good to talk to you. Thank you very much indeed. Ken Marsh, Chair of the Metropolitan Police Federation.